tell me, are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Check, 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 JBM. Welcome to the JBM podcast, the best blood clot podcast in the whole entire world. Well, it's just a little thing to entertain yourselves. Today, we want to talk about the fuckery that we go through for the significant other. Oh my gosh. Like, no lie. Some shit that I've done in my past and is currently doing now for the significant other, for the person that you're dating, the person that you're interested in, the person that you feel you belong with, or the person who is just makes you happy at times, it's unreal. Like, for real, unreal. That should be a shirt. For real, unreal. And then in the back, it says, significant other. I may have to print that. Hey, anybody take that, they're going to take also a gunshot. Gunshot. Man. Like, what is the craziest thing you guys ever done for the person who you call or try to date? Who you call a significant other you try to date? I mean, I know people who drive miles, miles, just to say hi, yo. And I mean, I know people who have $0 in their bank accounts, you know, and they'll find a way to make meeting up or spending a night or taking you out work. Guys, oh my God. Some guys, everything that they do, every single thing that they do is to attract the opposite sex, females. I'm talking about clothes. They spend a ton of money on that. Shoes. They always have to have the freshest shoes. Cars, the most expensive stuff, even though they can't afford it. I mean, it's amazing. A lot of people, they seek education. It's not just material goods. A lot of people seek education, not only to better themselves, but to find someone in that status quo because, oh, I'm the CEO of this company, so therefore it puts me in the league of finding an attractive partner that's pretty much similar or about the same or above this type of education level, right? It's amazing, man. I would love to hear what everybody else I've done for, you know, being with someone, if whether it's good or bad, whether if it's a long-lasting relationship, someone who you really find interesting, and you know how love has no boundaries, you know. I usually say, all is love. Oh, wait, I fucked that up. All is fear in love and war. Those are two things where anything goes, yo. If you're warring with a country or someone, yo, anything goes. You know what I mean? If you love someone, anything goes, you know? You can never put a price on what you did. If you love someone and you want to save all your entire friggin' income and you want to buy them a big-ass diamond ring, that's what you do because your heart told you to. Maybe not the smartest decision, guys. However, it's love, right? And no one could put a price on love, you know? Same thing with war, you know? If you guys are in a war, you know, someone pissed you off, you guys are in a battle now, you know? Depends on how severe it is. It's considered war. Anything's fair, yo. Low blow, high blow, medium blow, blow between the blows. Who knows, right? But, yeah, man, it's crazy how much stuff people go through and withstand for the people that they care about, man. I've seen people, you know, move across country. I've seen people take care of the other person's entire family because they love them. I've seen people give up all their freedom for someone else. I've seen people go to jail for someone else. It's amazing, man. But anyways, that's all I had on my mind today. I hope everyone's having an awesome, awesome, awesome day. And I will be revealing more podcasts as time goes on. I'm a little more free now where I could, you know, actually have a little conversation here and there. And I'll post it. And we are close to 900 plays. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So I want to thank everyone who has been listening and constantly supporting the podcast. I will have another prize coming up soon. It's probably just going to be like a gift card, maybe a gift card to, maybe a Visa gift card, because I got some gift cards recently that I can't use because I don't have anything to buy from that place. So we'll figure it out. We'll give it to someone who really needs it. So we're not just going to raffle it or anything like that. We're just probably going to figure out someone who consistently listen, and you know, if they shoot me a message every so often or something like that, we'll announce, probably have them on the podcast, and then send your gift there. Well, we out. J-B-M-O.